Hey, good afternoon, everybody. And it's Jason. Jason DJ J Payday Pomiatlash with you for the next while. I don't know how long. I don't like to quantify things because I like to keep things fast and loose. That's how we do things here at 91.3. Fast and loose, just like the Fast and the Furious, kind of. But we do got a really big show today. I know I always say that. Wouldn't it be refreshing if I just said that my show is going to be horrible? Wouldn't you like to see David Letterman come out and say that? Like, I hate the guests that are coming on my show. I'm going to phone it in. Because honesty is refreshing, right? We all like honesty. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes, like, when you ask a girl out and then, hey, when she says no, you really don't want to know the reasons why. You don't want to pull on that thread. You know, I found it's best not to question anything, like, you know, because women are a little more complex than guys. I don't know if you ever heard that one before, but it's true, because, you know, like, if a guy asks a girl out, it's because we like you, or we like the way you look. Most likely it's the way, initially at least, the way you look, because we're pretty superficial. I mean, if we don't know you that well, unless we've been friends. But, like, sometimes, you know, like, when a girl gets together with a guy, there's a lot of things beneath the surface there, like an iceberg. You know, you don't know what's happening. Like, she just failed the class. She's feeling vulnerable. I don't know. The last guy she liked didn't treat her well, and you look to total opposite of him. But it's best not to. I just found that, like, never, ever question it. Just go with it and work it out. And then sometimes in the end, that's how, I think that's how you, when you see someone walking down the street and you see, like, a really hot girl with maybe someone that you feel like a ugly dude, that's what happened. And see, he didn't question anything. He just went with it because he was smart, and that's what you should do. That's my advice section for today. I also saw the movie, the Lego movie, which I enjoyed. I'm going to discuss that once Adam gets here, my fellow zoo crew. Very disappointing, though. No interview this week. I know people have come to love my interviews. That's why they tune in. But I have no interviews. So, and actually, I am sad about that myself. Because the person coming to town is someone comedically that I've followed. Like, I remember seeing him when I was little. I'm like, wow, this stand-up is different from all the other usual stand-ups I've seen. You know, and Dana Gould, he is coming to town this week to do some shows. And apparently I don't know if he's not doing interviews. I'm sure he'll do some interviews. It's probably just me. I'm going to take it personally because that's what I like to do. I like to take things very personal. And he just doesn't want to talk to me. So I'm going to take it that way, although I haven't heard back. So I just, you know, maybe he's not in town yet, or maybe I'll still get a chance to talk to him, maybe Thursday or Friday. I don't know. But not today, let's put it that way. And I don't know if anybody, if you know Dana Gould, they consider him the father of alt comedy, but see, I'm going to drum him up even though I'm not talking to him. You know, he's inspired Patton Oswalt, who is, you know, a hero to a lot of you nerds out there. And he also wrote on The Simpsons for like 7 years. I think he wrote for four, and then he produced for another four. And I don't even know what that means. Like, when you produce, like, what does that mean? Does he even have to come to the office? Does he just get his name? Like, James L. Brooks, he probably doesn't even come to the office anymore. Because what are The Simpsons on, like, season 73? I mean, they've been on for my whole entire existence. Which is outrageous. And, I mean, good in a good way. But, I mean, what frame of reference? Like, The Simpsons have been on most of the people listening all your lives. Anytime you think about it, The Simpsons, it was one of those seasons. So I think he wrote, and what's the other creator? The other guy, he's dying. He's not even on the show anymore, but, I mean, he got a huge chunk. And now I think he has, like, he was a terminal stomach cancer. Like, he gave him, like, 6 months to live, like, a year ago, and he's still alive. So I don't know. I know he's leaving all his money to charity, in case anybody's wondering. What else did I want to talk about before we get to before I start talking about the Lego movie? I know the Olympics are over. I don't even know where we finished. Does anybody really care? I think we lost the overall, or do we lose the gold count to Russia? We'll let them have that, I guess. Good for them. I don't know if we finish in the overall, but we got more bronze, I think, and I don't know. I don't think anybody really cares about that, do they? Third place? Does anyone remember what third place? Does anyone remember even who second place is? I mean, really, here in America, all we care about is winners. And of course, the big story is our hockey team finished empty-handed. Our chicks and our dudes dropped the ball. They dropped the puck, so to say. Yeah, and the guys didn't even, after they lost gold, after they're out of contention, they didn't even, they could have finished with bronze, and then they just phoned it in. They texted it in, and they didn't even finish in the medal. Because we had our good friend, our native, Patrick Kane, who has won a Stanley Cup because he doesn't play for the Sabres. He was smart enough to go elsewhere. He was on the team. He didn't. I mean, we lost Canada 1-0. Good, you know. And shouldn't Canada win though? I mean, that is like the birthplace of hockey. I mean, we took all your franchises now, all your good ones. There's a few left in Canada, but none of the. I mean, what Montreal? That's about it. But we have most of the Stanley Cups are won here. So, and I think I said this last week. I don't care for professionals playing on the team. Like, let it be amateurs. I think we already know what Patrick Kane can do and everyone else, and they go play for their home teams of Sweden and Slovakia and whatever other countries may or may not exist. It's not fun. Let amateurs do it. That's all I'm saying. Same thing with basketball. Same thing with summer. Oh, I also still giving away Amy Schumer tickets. So if you want to go see Amy Schumer, you may know her from Last Comic Standing, I believe. Was it season 2? A scant only a decade ago. That's probably fresh in a lot of people's minds. She also has a sketch show on Comedy Central. I think it's got renewed, so it's going into maybe season 2. Actually, it was pretty good. Comedy Central is turning out some good stuff. I must give it to them. For whatever, you know, they did have Mind of Mencia on for 4 seasons, and they finally canceled that. But no, her sketch show, very well produced. But she's going to be at UB Center for the Arts on the 12th, so you can call in. I have some tickets. I believe they're a balcony, but, you know, you get you're up high. It's better that way. You know, it's like above sea level. I don't think, you know, it's. I think studies have shown it's not good to be at sea level. That's you're much more prone to diseases, I believe, for people that live at sea level. I don't even know where that is, but like, you know, mile high, like Denver and those places, people are much healthier because they're high up. So that's where you want to be. You want to be in the balcony, plus you'll be able to, you know, you just take some like opera glasses and you'll get a good view of her. I don't know. But if you call the number, what is it? It's 878-5104, and I will give you some tickets. I have several pairs. If you want to go see Amy Schumer on March 12th, which is a Wednesday, I believe, which is exactly, 3 weeks. A fortnight and 1 extra week from now, you can go see Amy Schumer. And, there's the phone now. I wonder if that's someone calling for Amy Schumer. Or maybe they have a request. I never know. Let's see. Hello?
Hi, I was calling for Amy Schumer tickets, hopefully.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Johnny.
Johnny. All right, Johnny. You're in luck because you have just won a pair of Amy Schumer tickets.
That's awesome.
What is, are you a big fan of Amy Schumer or are you just...
I'm a big fan of comedy in general, but no, I just saw her, write up in Art Voice and happened to be tuned in to your radio station. Plus, I want to sit in the balcony so I don't get diseases.
See, you're on board with my theory, right, Johnny? It makes sense. You want to be disease-free. She was just in the latest Art Voice? Is she in there? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I just saw an advertisement for it, unless I'm mixing up the names, but I'm pretty sure.
Probably. All right, well, we'll do this the easy way. I'm just going to leave the tickets for you at the box office, so you can just... off the air, you can give me your full name, and I'll make sure that they're at the box office for you.
Awesome.
Have you been to Helix? What's the last comedy show you've seen?
The last one was probably, I saw Doug Stanhope pretty recently.
At the Trough? Like, I believe that was October of last year?
Actually, I had to go to Canada when I saw him.
Mm.
Let me think. I don't know what else I've seen. Recently.
Well, that's pretty recent. Doug Stanhope is one of the, he's actually one of my favorites. So I'm going to say that you have a good taste in comedy and I feel good about giving you the tickets.
Thank you.
You're going to take do you have a girlfriend or you're a female?
I'm happily married.
Oh, all right. So you're going to take your wife, I imagine?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for, are you a frequent listener of 91.3?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's my preset on my radio.
Oh. Well, great. And I appreciate you calling in. And hold on the line for 1 second while we get your...
Got it.
In case you don't want to say your name over the people will be stalking you for these hot tickets.
Right.
All right, hang on 1 second. Oops. Well, there you go. See, frequent call, frequent listener, and then you get free tickets. So it pays to listen to 91.3. I just need a writing device. I don't have an assistant. I would really... Actually, you know what? Hang on 1 second. You know what? Can you do me a favor since you're here? Can you just pick up the phone and get his last name and write it down for me so that I can have tickets for him? I appreciate that. Thanks. Actually, you know what? And I have one more set. So if you want to, someone else wants to keep calling for Amy Schumer tickets, you can be lucky once I get this, once Johnny gets off the line. And what else was I talking about? Oh, I want to. Oh, and the NFL Combine is coming up. I don't know if big followers of the NFL. Do you need a pen? I have one in my bag right there. This is super professional radio. I'm super prepared. I usually have a research. I have a whole zoo crew, but they're not here because it's. Just, yeah, there you go. Here, I'm gonna give it. There you go.
Hi, can I get your for
the
tickets?
Yeah. So.
Hello.
Oh, did we lose him?
We lost.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Call back. Real. You should still be on the line. You know, just hang up. Hang up the phone.
Oh, he's here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I just gave him number.
It just, remember, yeah, we'll have him at the box. Just need his full name. And he can pick him up at the box office
just
the day of the show.
Name, yep.
I am running a tight ship here. I could say that. You know, let's get into the Lego movie, which is the number one movie at the box office. I don't know if anybody's aware of that.
K-R-A-N-E.
And, it's, you know, and I got to see it all by myself, which is nice. He's having some problems there.
K-R-A-I-Z. N-Z. Got it. Okay.
All right.
You'll be picking him up at the box office, okay?
Yeah, he can get those March, the day of the show. I'll just have him at the box office for him.
Did you hear that? Yep, the day of the show. Welcome.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah's helping out on my show before she starts her show. She's doing double duty.
Yeah, I couldn't hear because you were echoing.
Oh, is it? Oh, maybe that's not a good way. Oh, you know what? I thought it was separate, but it's probably not because I know there's a delay. All right. Well, we've learned from that experience. Let's not do it that way in the future. But don't worry, John. Your tickets will be there. We got your name. You just all you have to do is give your name at the box office March 12th. Obviously, get there before the show starts. Not 100. You just check online. Check out the. I'm not 100% sure now, off the top of my head, because I don't have the copy in front. If it starts at 8 or 9, but you know, I was just get there before the show starts, and they will be there for you. And if anybody else wants to call, I have another pair to give away today. I have a. I mean, we'll keep giving them away until the day of the show, but I have one more pair today. If someone else wants to call in at 878-5104, before Adam gets here. I guess I don't know. I guess it's not a big deal to say your name on the air, right? I don't know. I'm concerned about privacy. I'm a privacy wonk. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I know the NSA are spying on us, so they probably know everything as it is, and I don't clear my browser history as much as I should. And trust me, I should, because I have some weird things on there. That's like the new. That's like the modern medicine cabinet, right? Like you shouldn't. Your browser history says a lot about you. So it's like you should be careful who you reveal that. But I feel like the NSA probably knows every site I've been to. And yeah, I have some weird searches, but I believe everyone does. If you checked someone's, like the random person off the street right now, if you just check their phone, they probably, whatever that pops into their head, you know, it's like they would have something weird in their history that they wouldn't, you know, they would probably need like a little prefacing. Like it would seem weird on the surface. Like, why are you looking this up? But you know, like a little backstory on it, and you'd be okay with it, I guess, eventually. But we've all been there. So, looks like my zoo crew, Adam, won't be here. Oh boy. All right. Well, look, it's just me. So if anybody else wants to call in for that other set of tickets, feel free. In case you don't know the number, I will say it one more time. It's 878-5104. And, well, let me start. Basically, the Lego movie is definitely worth it. It's probably RoboCop is not doing well. Another remake from Hollywood. And they tried to... a lot more special effects, but I just probably still can't touch the original. I feel like where poor Peter, I can't remember the dude's name, but I know he gets shot like 1,000 times before he becomes RoboCop. This RoboCop is probably not as good. So I would recommend going to see the Lego movie because it has Batman, has satire, has other stuff. Hey, what's up? I am I'm running a super professional show today. People just popping into the studio. I guess it's satire. I mean, because it's like it's hard to say. Like if you watch Archer, there was a brilliant line in the last show because someone said, "Hey, what's satire?" And his response was, "No one knows." And that's kind of true. Like what counts as satire? Like there's other. There's like a crossover, like they're in the Lego stuff, and there's the hero Emmett, and then like Batman, which always improves a movie, voiced by Will Arnett, and then the Millennium Falcon flies up with, I think it was the actual Billy Dee Williams voiced it. He came in for a cameo, and not the real Han Solo. They couldn't get Harrison Ford, but basically because they needed a hyperdrive for this one thing that they were building out of Legos. And basically, I don't know, does that count as satire just because they're in the movie? Is it satire? Is it an homage? I think different people would have different opinions. But either way, it doesn't matter. It's fun. It was fun. And who didn't play? I feel like everyone played with Legos, like girls, boys. Like who didn't like Legos when you were little? You could like build anything you want pretty much. So, I mean, even girls, because I didn't have, like, girlfriends when I was little or friends that were girls, so I didn't know that girls played with Legos. But from conversations I've had recently, apparently girls did play with Legos. And now, actually, I believe Legos is coming out with the full Simpsons set, so that's another reason to get back into Legos, I feel like. You know, it's kind of like a diorama-ish if you play with it, because actually that's part of the movie. Will Ferrell's in there. His voice is in there. As the bad guy, and then there's kind of like you actually see the actual Will Ferrell and what they're going for in there. So, and has aspects of the Matrix. And again, I don't know if it's satire of the Matrix or they're just using it or, you know, plot elements of it. But, you know, there's stuff that adults will recognize. And obviously it's PG, so it's good for children of, PG. So that's not, you know, I don't know. Like, there's nothing, there's, like, lots of, I don't want to call it violence, but, you know, robots that are coming at. So, I don't know what age is appropriate because I don't have kids. So, I don't know, 10. It's up to the parents. Parental guidance suggested. So, whatever you feel like your kids can handle, I guess, is the point. Liam Neeson, there's a lot, I like Elizabeth Banks as the lead. Her voice, she sounds great, but, I mean, I love Elizabeth Banks' voice and her physical body, her body of work as an actress, but she's great. Her voice acting, which is a whole separate category, which is good. You know, I mean, it does take it does take work to express yourself in a voice, and obviously Will Ferrell is very good at that in general. So he makes a good bad guy. Liam Neeson's in there. Chris is Emmett, the guy from Parks and Recreation. And Will Arnett is Batman. He makes a good Batman. And, of course, Jonah Hill is in there as a annoying Green Lantern. There's a little funny 30 seconds of like Superman, like Green Lantern. Kind of makes it look like Green Lantern really just wants to hang out with Superman and Superman is ignoring him, which, in, you know, makes for a funny movie in the moment. But we know, anybody that reads comic books knows that like Green Lantern is right below Superman in prestige of superheroes in the DC universe. He's like the second, you know, most powerful superhero. So don't try to play that with my boy Green Lantern. And there's also a Milhouse. I mean, I don't know how they get the rights to all these characters, because there's a Dumbledore. He's in there. There's a lot of, and Milhouse. I guess they couldn't get Homer or Bart. And who? I mean, lots of other characters everyone will recognize. And it's short. Again, I like that. And I don't know the guys who wrote it. But yeah, it's just it's like a feel-good. I'm sure I would have, I made the right selection. I did go to the 3D one because it was the earlier one, and I don't know if that's the better one to go to as far as, I don't know if it was shot in 3D, you know, because sometimes they just slap it on afterwards. Because most of the time 3D is just an extra money grab, and it is a waste of cash, let me say that. And there wasn't a lot of effects that really made it worth it, but maybe if your kids enjoy that or whatever, or if you're stoned, you know, then you go to the 3D. That's what you do. I think that's what it's really there for, right? So, and you can enjoy that. And there is a lot, I would say the movie that dominates most, there's a lot of Matrix-y looking robots type dealio happening in there. But it does, it actually makes me, actually I still have my Legos in my, I have some of my, I don't know if anybody else still has some of their childhood toys laying around, because that's what I have. Because I don't think Legos would be worth anything. So it's, you know, I have like my Matchbox cars still that I played with in Legos. And that's what I have. So it's satire. You know, take it for whatever. I think it'll mean different things to different people. You know what I mean? Like, I think it is true. You don't know what satire. Or like, people don't really understand it. Like, if you're in business, I found this to be true. And someone asks you, sometimes this will work. Like, if someone asks you a question and you don't know the answer, just answer the internet. Because no one really knows what the internet is or what it does. Or what it can do, I feel like. So, like, if you're in a business and someone goes, oh, you know, I really don't know how to, you know, if you're in marketing or something, like, this works, you know, like, oh, how do I help my business grow? You just answer vaguely, the internet. And then you don't have to expound on that at all. People are just like, oh, yeah. And you just say, turn to the internet. Like, the answer is always the internet. Like, oh, where is radio going? The internet. What is the future of movies? The internet. But can you explain, like, how it's going to be on the internet? No, because no one knows. Or no one can explain that. Did I mention that I am? I have one more set of Amy Schumer tickets, if anybody wants them. You might, you'll see Johnny there. I don't know if anybody knows Johnny, who is a frequent listener of 91.3, apparently. So... And I heard, I don't know if she's bringing, I'm sure she's probably bringing a guy. I know she's on tour because she's not as big, you know, kind of like, I remember when I saw Louis C.K., he just, he's so big and people just want to see him. They don't, the audience doesn't even need to be warmed up. He just came right out and bam, hit the stage. But I feel like she'll probably, and she's not as road weary as him, probably a little younger. So I feel like she probably still wants to be around people. So she probably has more people on tour and a dude. So she'll probably have a warm-up guy. I don't know. I don't know who it is or anything of that nature, but he'll be there. And, or I mean, it might be a woman. I don't know. I feel like I saw pictures of, I just feel like I read something about her being, her opener as a dude, but probably just one dude though, not like a regular comedy show. So it'll just be him doing maybe 20 minutes of warming up the audience and then her coming out and doing her hour of stuff. And they, I must say, I was just at the UB Theater for the Adam Carolla live taping of his podcast, which, and I talked to Adam a week before, or I think a couple of weeks before a show, and I feel like he really dropped the ball, because afterwards, he, you know, he poses for pictures, which is nice, and but the thing is that he tries to expedite things. So he has a guy, like, he doesn't let people fool around with their cameras. He has a guy take the photos, and he's like, oh, I'll post them on my Facebook. You get them from there, which is, in theory, great, just like marriage. But here's the thing, Adam, is that you did not post the photos from, there's still no photos online, so I don't know if you lost them or if you didn't get to them, but he did not post the photos. I don't know if anyone else there is listening that went to there. But yeah, as far as I know, I've been checking for the last, you know, that was what, 3 weeks ago, I believe? February 1st? Yeah, like more than 3 weeks ago, if my math is correct. 3 weeks and change. But yeah, the photos aren't there. So, and the thing is, they posted the photos. He was at Premier Liquors in Amherst. Those photos are up. So I don't know. I mean, something may have happened. But, you know, he's very professional, like very quick there, because he wants to keep the line moving, obviously, because he has to get back on a plane. So I was there with my sister, and, you know, I didn't even tell him that I had talked to him on the radio because I felt, like, rushed before that. So, I mean, he gets in close. He gives you a good, puts his arm around you, and then he looked at my sister, and she just got her haircut, and he was just like, oh, I like your haircut. So, you know, and he gives a good smile, and then you move on your way, and then Allison's out there, and she allows you to take photos with your camera. I should have got in line with her. And I don't know if anybody, if you're familiar with the podcast, let me just say Allison does look better in person, which is what I would go for. You know what I mean? I feel like I take a horrible photo, and I much rather look better in person than in photos, because I've done my share. I'm a modern person. I've done my share of online dating, and you know, some people just look a lot better in photos, or, you know, not, I shouldn't say a lot, but I mean, not even, I mean, I haven't even run into people using like old photos. It's just, they actually found, like, you know, someone has those, like, the best photo ever. They just happened to, like, get lucky that day and took an awesome photo, and they should hang on to that. Like, that's their magnum opus, or their, what's that, Thomas Gray, what's that? It's that story where the photo gets, the guy never ages because the photo stays young. Yeah, all my references aren't there today. Good thing I'm not talking to Dana Gould, because we wouldn't have a good interview. But, no, you know, did you ever get that? It's like, wow, your photo is, you know, it's a modern photo, but you just don't, you know, you don't quite feel fooled, and you can't really complain about it because it was their photo, but they don't pull it together. I just rather have... So look okay in photos and much better in person is my ultimate point there. And that's how I feel. Like, if someone showed you my photo, I don't think, I mean, you wouldn't be like highly disappointed, but you'd just be like, no, okay. And then you'd be a little, and then when you, you know, saw me in person, then it'd be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Cause, you know, some people just do not photograph well for whatever reason. I don't know what's involved. And usually I find that women do usually take a better picture than guys in general, unless, you know, you have the, unless you're more model-esque, you're better looking, you're top 5% guys. I don't know what the statistics are, but let me just say that I don't even know, I lost my point. Oh, I was just really, I was very disappointed that those photos of Adam Carolla weren't up. And the thing that threw me off is continuously is that he wore the same shirt, because he had just done a podcast in Chicago, and he actually wore the same shirt that he did from Chicago to Buffalo. So I saw the same shirt, and I got excited, but there's no photos. And actually, I respect a guy that wears the same shirt for two shows, because I could see doing that. He probably just picked it off the floor. He probably didn't sweat a lot in Chicago. And there he was. Oh, I know actually what my ultimate point is. That theater where Amy Schumer will be performing at UB Center for the Arts is actually a very, very nice theater. There was, I remember when I was there for that podcast, you know, even though there's a lot of people in there, they actually had the climate control. I mean, it was just right, temperature-wise. And it wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold, and, you know, a good sound system. I mean, it's a very, and it's like stadium seating, so you still have a good view of the stage. And you will have a good view from the balcony. So you can't go wrong there. So if you want to, I mean, these are, I forget what the tickets are going for Amy Schumer. I don't know, maybe like $40, somewhere in that range. Because I believe they were like $45 for Adam Carolla, which I feel is a little, for a live podcast, you know, it's like a little overpriced. Because the going range for comedy, you know, like an hour and a half of comedy is, for professional, is about $25. That's what the helium rate is going at. I believe it's like 25, and that's, you know, that would be like for a Dana Gould, and then you got a middle and an opener. So that's like the going rate. especially here for Buffalo. I mean, I don't think, you know, drinks here in Buffalo, we still like our drinks $2. $2 for a pint or for a pitcher. I mean, sure, things are, I think Cuomo's doing his best, right? He's trying to get everyone educated. He's trying to get people in jails educated, which is really wrangling, which is upsetting a lot of people I know. But, and I'm not saying I'm for that necessarily, but I mean, you know, things are looking up in Buffalo, but it's still going to take a while before we get, before we feel the economic boom. People are still, you know, this is not California where things are outrageous. I mean, here you can still get a house. Your mortgage payment can be $300. Out in California, you can't get, there's no such thing as a mortgage for $300. Real estate's out of control there. But you people probably already know that, because I know that our demographic's very well educated in the real estates of America. Because I think we did that poll, right? Very, very highly educated listening base that we have. They're well-versed on Cuomo. And I think most of the people are probably actually against the teaching or letting paying for convicts to get their PhD, bachelor's. I don't know if they go for their PhD. What if that would be a good plan, right? I mean, if you're a criminal and you have your bachelor's and you go in, maybe you can come out a doctor. That wouldn't be bad, right? You already got a bachelor's. Would you be against that?
Yes, I would be.
All right, I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
I would just be mad if he got the job over me, because I've never been arrested, and I work hard, and I owe money.
For student loans?
Yes, yeah, so why would you get a free education? So I'll go to jail and get a free education?
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, you're talking about if it's even for, like, a job. Like, if it's you and someone else... Same job, same qualifications. But I don't think there's any. Probably, if he's a felon, you're definitely going to get the job anyway, though. Because I mean, I feel like I think they do have to hire. It depends on what they're doing time for. Because I mean, I'm not a felon, so I don't know. I never had to check that box, thankfully. But yeah, I think they. I don't know how they look upon that. Like, if it's you know, if it's a white collar crime or blue collar, if you stab somebody or something. So. I know they do try to hire, like, you know, you should get a second chance. I mean, to get a job. I'm not talking to...
What to do first.
Right. Well, yeah, to get out of jail, but...
And how old you are, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a culmination of figures that are going on in there, so... But everyone deserves a second chance, and everyone deserves to make a living. I mean, unless you killed someone on purpose or something of that nature, but then you probably shouldn't be out of jail for a while. So you can be on that your chat to be on that charming what's on Channel 59. They show it like 23 hours a day. Is like this stupid prison reality show now. All they do is talk to prisoners, and it's awful. Whoever wants to watch that. But that's the nature of TV. All right. Well. I am bushed. I don't know about you. That talking for 30 minutes really tired me out. So, to reiterate, for those just joining us, or if you're just getting in your car from this, it's a little frigid outside. If you're just driving home, let your car warm up for 30 seconds. I think that's about all you need. That's all the oil you're going to get before you start driving anyway. But, or I'll give you several more minutes. Anybody else want any tickets to Amy Schumer? One more pair today. I will be giving them away. All the way through next week, all the way till the 12th, I'll be giving them away. Because I forget how many pairs all the way the next 3 weeks. But I'll have one more pair today in case anyone's out there. 878-5104. Give me a call. And actually, you don't have to come pay. I'll just leave them at the box office for you. I feel like that's a good way to go. That makes it easiest. And you don't have to come down to the studio in Campbell Hall and pick them up. But if you're going to the movie theater, go see, I would recommend the Lego movie. I could tell you, I mean, like I said, I did not see RoboCop, but I can tell you right now, it's probably better. It's better than, all the movies out there. It's the feel good movie of, the month. Let's put it that way. No, you'll leave there feeling better about yourself. And I feel that's the way movies should be. You'll feel uplifted and entertained. And you won't feel gypped for the extra money. Well, if you spend it for 3D, you won't feel gypped. Unless you bought, like, the really large popcorn. Although I think they let you upgrade for, like, $2 now. But, I mean, maybe if you buy, like, the Juju beans. I've never even bought candy from the movie theater. I've never had that kind of dough. Been too poor. I should also mention, you know what? Follow WBNY online. Our Facebook is www.facebook.com/WBNY913. And Twitter, the Twitter, for those people that are on the Twitter, which is very popular, which is another thing that people don't understand. It's just like the internet. You can just say Twitter, and that'll, whatever the question is, and people won't just, they won't question you anymore. Trust me. But Twitter is just at WBNY Buffalo. And sometimes you'll see, it'll keep you up on the going events. Or if you're listening online, you can listen anywhere in the country. You can be at you can listen online at www.wbny.org. Or if you have a smartphone, which I'm sure 80% of you do, right? Like, who has a flip phone anymore? And if you do, you should get rid of that. Get rid of it, sir. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. Well, see, that you can use the TuneIn app, which allows you to tune into most radio. I think most radio stations use that. So you can listen to any radio station in Buffalo. If you're from Buffalo and you moved away because you couldn't find a job here and you had to move away, which is common because you didn't want to work in a call center or at a supermarket because you graduated college, because you went to the fine institution of Buffalo State or UB, and you have loans and you decide you don't want to shank someone to go to jail to get a free education. You have the TuneIn app, which you can get on your phone, and you can listen to, you know, 103, 97 Rock, 107. I don't know. What's the other radio? The country station? I don't know what that one is. 94.6 and a half, whatever that one is. There's like some 93s. And then you come down to the bottom of the dial to Buffalo's original alternative since 1982. Since, what was that? That was like season one of The Simpsons, I believe. Simpsons were already in season 10 by then because they're in season 80 now. But, yeah, get that on your smartphone. Download that, and you can listen to this. You can listen to this awesome show. And then you can listen to the show after mine, which is Sarah. She'll be more reggae rap, I imagine, right? Is that what you're spinning?
That's right.
She's going to be spinning some of that. Reggae rap. Got anything special? What do you got, Sarah?
I got Eka Mouse. I got Chuck Foster. Jesse Ware.
Okay. Does she rap, though?
No.
Oh.
And Snoop Dogg, who's now known as Snoop Lion.
Right. Oh, he didn't go back to Snoop Dogg yet, though. Okay. All right. Is he rapping with someone that has, where does he have reggae? Or are you just throwing him in because you like Snoop Dogg?
No, he has reggae with Movado and Pop Cam.
Oh, there you go. So if you're settling into your vehicle, on your way home from your job that you have, and you should be thankful for, you can listen to some of that. So don't touch that dial. Or it's not really a dial anymore. Not too many people have a dial. I guess it'd be a button. Don't hit the scan button. I don't know. Or if you're listening through your phone, well, then you wouldn't be listening to the radio, but you'd be missing this. So until till next week, where we'll talk some more movies and give away some more tickets to Amy Schumer. And, you know, maybe I'll be back Friday or something. I might have that Dana go. You know, I don't know what happened there, but I might be able to chat with him. We'll see. It's still up in the air. Or maybe I've been frozen out of the interview business. You know, it gets very competitive. It's hard to say. A lot of backstabbings going on. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that I don't even know. So let's, before Sarah jumps on the air, we'll get back into something else. Well, it'll be like a bridge. What else? We'll clear your palate from this pure talk before you get into the rap and reggae. So we're going to go with something. How about some of this? We'll be right back.
like an arm.